I told the team when we came up, I thought for our first day in pads, we had a very productive practice. Obviously, one of the main principles we have is stopping the run as a defense. We had a good team run period. I was glad to see we had some takeaways there on defense. We also introduced third down, which is a big, big emphasis for us. It was in the offseason. It will be this year. So I thought, all in all, we had an on-time practice. I thought our guys' tempo was good. When they put the pads on for the first time, usually there's a little bit of an adjustment phase. I thought overall our guys handled it pretty well.
What are your early expectations for Deion?
For who?
What are your early expectations for Deion first day practice?
Yeah, we're teaching him the system, getting him acclimated to the scheme, stance, fundamentals. Right now we're getting him situated in the concepts, the schemes, the teaching of that, and then the fundamentals. And then as we go, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Coach, were you surprised he's back so quickly after just a
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Was this the plan that
he's treated like every other player? We wouldn't put anybody out there that wasn't physically capable of doing the things that we're going to ask them to do on the practice field, just like any of the other 90 guys we have on the football team.
When guys pick that high, how do you keep the pressure up? How do you make it so he doesn't feel pressure?
Well, this program's not about one player, one position. When you get out on the football field, the great thing, and Kim and Joe and some others here probably can tell you, everybody's equal out there. So it doesn't matter how you got here. You're here. You're one of 90 guys. You're competing for a job, and you've got to earn your keep every single day. So
how much catching up do you think he needs to do, though, what he missed
in the spring? Well, he's been here. We start, Andy, when we come back, we start back at square one. So we start with install number one. We go to install number two. Today was install number three. He's been there for all of that. He's sat in the classroom. He's been out there. He's watched all the practice film, heard the corrections. Obviously, there's going to be a point in time where he needs to get out there and feel it for himself and do it for himself and make a couple of mistakes and then learn from them and move forward as a player.
Without pads for a few days now. They get into pads, mixed emotions for them. But as a coach, do you look forward to seeing them?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I think our guys were excited about it and look forward to it. So it was it's good to have that little gradual break in those 2 days, Kim, and I thought. But I thought our guys were ready to have some contact work. And we stay inside, as you guys know, for about 45 minutes and some of the parts of practice that really don't need to be padded up. And then we put them on and get to work.
Will you ramp up the contact in the pads as you go along here?
Yeah, well, we got to get ready for the scrimmage, you know. So today we had some. Tomorrow we'll have a little bit more, a little bit longer practice. Today was a little bit longer than yesterday. We kind of have a progression in terms of the time on the field. But we do have to get a couple. We'll have a couple live situations here before we get over to the stadium on Monday night.
Coach, Olivier Vernon's development from year one as rookie year to year two, what have you seen?
So I was down a lot of the one-on-ones. I've been going to the pass skelly and getting bored over there, and so I went to some of the one-on-ones today. He really has good get off on the football. He's getting off on the snap count very, very well. He's got good leverage. He's displayed that on a consistent basis. And then I was down at the one-on-one pass rush. He hit a nice spin move. He's doing some good things. He really is. Really pleased with what he's doing. I'm sorry, but you saw some exotic. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're slippery guys. I mean, I guess that's the best way to describe it, is they've got good movement skill. They've got, and the other part of blitzing is timing, I think, and they have some of that anticipation as to when the snap count might be. And you know, they got a little head and shoulder. They got a little up and under. And so, you know, again, it's good. It's good for us to have it there. And conversely, you don't like to see two guys running free in the A-gap on offense, but.
Coach, how much time do you need when you talk about Ryan Tannehill with so many new weapons, doing so many different things? Can that something get worked out in 5 or 6 weeks?
Well, it takes time, but we had, you know, our guys came to work April 15th, and they left June 13th. So we had good sessions in the OTAs, in the phase two, and we got on the field, and the spacing of the routes and the concept of the routes. I think our receivers have that down relatively well. The big thing, Joe, is being able to now get the reps in a competitive situation against the different coverages. You know, we may not know how to run a particular route, but maybe we've only seen it against two deep, not against blitz, not against man, those type of things. So it does take a little time. That's what's the great value. One of the reasons we usually, today we didn't do it as much, we kind of stayed together a little bit more, but you know, get the reps, see it against different coverages.
Couple more guys
out of Tyson Clavo so far. What's he played in offensive line?
He's experienced. He's very efficient as a player. I think he's played enough football that he knows what works for him and what doesn't work. And so he seems to be very consistent and very efficient.
Joe, when will Deion George go through a full contact?
We'll have to see. You know, we'll have to watch the tape and kind of it's going to be a gradual process. We'll see how he responds, see how he feels, tomorrow, and take it from there. We're never going to rush a guy. If we don't feel he's ready, we'll take our time.
Was he campaigning to get back on the field?
Oh, sure. I mean, all football players tell you they're great and they're ready to go.